Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. I'm your one of your hosts, Michael, and we have
Gary
Wyatt, JJ Nunn.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is your Christmas Day special.
Ho, ho, ho.
From all of us here at On Wheels Now and JC Motorsports.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
Yes, it sure is.
Please enjoy some Christmas music, and we'll be back with you here shortly.
It's Greek to me. Ready? 2, 3, 4.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis. Yeah.
Still lives.
From his later years.
It's like the king of rock and roll.
Again.
That wasn't quite rock and roll, but that was some nice Christmas music.
Merry.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all the listeners and to you guys too, Gary. Yeah.
Definitely. Ho, ho, ho.
We got a fly on the wall tonight.
Yeah.
Tim?
Listening in, Tim.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Tim. And to everybody else out there, I hope everybody's enjoying the day with their families. I know I did.
Yep. Hello. Merry Christmas to my wife, Kay, my family. Nice dinner we had.
Yep. Got my daughter back from North Carolina. She was, this past week, picked her up. She was visiting Grandma down in North Carolina. She had a good time. We got her home safe. So all's well there. Just got her on the 20th. So all is good in Christmas Town.
Again, if you're just tuning in, this is our Christmas Day special. So thank you for tuning in. I'm sure everybody had better things to do today, but thanks for being here with us. So we took time out today to be here, so we appreciate it.
Yep. Want to thank Bonnie and Amy for letting me out today. That's for sure.
I don't think they let him out. I think they. I think he snagged the keys and got out.
Or they locked him out.
There you go. I think they locked him out. That's more to the point.
JJ had nowhere else to go today.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks, Bonnie.
I'm looking at you two, so you tell me what you guys are doing.
Maybe next time Bonnie needs to lock him in.
And then she can go out.
Yeah. Oh, I'd much rather have her in here than him in here, believe me.
That's why I'm very fortunate to have two dogs. She left the back door open too long. They ran out, and so did I.
That's right.
The only difference is I can unlatch the side gate, and they can't.
Oh, no, but you're showing them how as many times as you're unlatched it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So, I had a great day. That's for sure.
Opened a lot of presents.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I got my usual gifts.
Oh,
you want to see one?
No, we don't. No.
I got my a new pair of Speedos.
No.
Here, let me show you guys.
No, JJ, please.
This is a Christmas special.
That's right.
Well, I want to share my tidings of joy.
No.
We've made this mistake in the past, and yes, you were shirtless, so we don't want that to happen again.
Thank you, Mike. There's something I didn't want to remember, and that was one of them.
I was going to post it on Facebook, but I was afraid we're going to lose listeners.
Here, let me show you. Take a picture of these. And
no, Facebook.
They're very festive.
Facebook will definitely make us take it down, believe me.
Yeah. Festive. See, you guys were breaking my shoes. I was going to get coal.
Well, and I was going to say something about that. You probably got a nice fireplace going with all this coal in there from this morning.
Oh, wait. I think one of his dogs' name is Coal. I hope that wasn't his dog burning.
Uh-oh.
No, what are you kidding me? I'd burn before my wife touched those dogs. That's for sure. Those dogs get fed steak.
Uh-huh.
I get hamburger helper.
Fish.
What kind of dogs? You got two dogs?
Yeah, two Yorkshire Terriers.
Cole, yeah. I guess, apparently is one of the names.
Yeah, Tommy and Cole.
Tommy and Cole.
Ask him which one's the smartest.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Tommy is a very, very smart dog. Cole, not so smart.
Walks into glass doors.
He's not so smart. Was there like a doggy door there before? No, there's not.
Cole is a little disadvantaged. Yeah. A disadvantage.
Sounds like some of the guys I race with. Or my team.
That's not good.
But, yeah, they got their toys also, their little squeaky toys underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. The stockings.
Which was,
They got theirs early, and you didn't get yours early, did you?
No, I didn't get mine early. I'll get it later.
Oh.
So, it's all good. It's all good. One thing I don't miss is the snow.
I know. Me either.
I don't miss that crap, man.
Nope.
I don't mean for all your fans out there. I know there's a lot of people here. You know, it's a melting pot in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, if I want snow, I'll go up to Mount Charleston.
Exactly. Go visit it and then come back away from it. I'm with you.
Snow is a hindrance to racing, you know. Even though we might, you know, we could have snow on the prep track and put on snow tires and go racing that. We've done it in the rain.
Put those spikes in the tire, studs in the tires. Studs. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Glad you're here.
It's like the motorcycle ice racing. You ever watch that, man, with
they
the studs?
Like screws or
the spikes tires in there. Holy cow. Wouldn't want to fall over in one of those races, man. You end up like Swiss cheese.
No doubt.
They race up there in Alaska. Yeah. And they got the motorcycle racing over here at the South Point come January 16th and 17th. So, like I said last week on the last show, promoting that.
I thought it was, this past weekend.
Yep. No, January 16th and
17th. 21st, but.
No. I'll look it up.
I'm on
maybe he wasn't in the show we were in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But you don't have your laptop tonight, Gary. You left that home. You decided to give it up for Christmas.
Yes, I did. I actually walked off and forgot it.
I have my laptop, so
yes.
Let me go take a look, see what's going on.
What'd you get for Christmas, Mike? I got my Speedos.
Oh, my Lord.
What did you get for Christmas?
Gift cards. I got gift cards. Okay. No, actually,
cool.
Got a massage.
I got a flashlight for Christmas.
Hey, that's right.
I got a flashlight.
I got screwdrivers.
No, I got a flashlight last week.
Did you? Yes. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Michael. Merry Christmas. Yes.
And you don't have to change batteries in it. You can plug it in your cigarette lighter and it'll charge.
I don't smoke anyway. So
well, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't. You know, my cigarette
that's
lighter.
That's what I thought of.
My cigarette lighter doesn't work.
Ah, great.
You'll have to borrow mine.
Yeah, you have to switch, swap out.
Once again, I remain in the dark.
All the time.
That's where the mushrooms stay, right?
I don't understand. It's dark in here. Somebody, you guys just don't understand.
No, believe me.
You know,
we will never understand you, JJ.
You know, but the voices in my head try to help me understand. Trust me, there's just so many voices I can answer at the same time, and I got at least three of them in my head. Well, all the time.
At least you recognize that you're answering your own voices in your heads. So.
Oh, yeah. You know.
If you didn't answer them, I'd think there'd be a problem. I don't know.
Then there isn't a problem.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, the couch time I've had said, boy, if you're answering the voices, we have a problem.
Right.
I don't think so. What are you looking at?
I think so. Believe me.
Gary's known you a lot longer than I have.
And you're just afraid to say he's got problems. I'm not afraid to say he's got problems.
Oh, boy.
They're getting better. They're getting better. What?
What?
One
Where?
Doesn't.
What problem do you think's getting better?
My voices. One doesn't interrupt the other anymore. They speak separately.
Yeah. I still get gray hair from you.
Yep.
I still get headaches from you.
And you're going to get a lot more, too. And
you're just getting more rusty as you go along.
Oh, here we go. We're going to go back to that show.
Yeah,
we're going to the Christmas show.
We got to set a timeline here. So.
Hey, yeah. We are going to be traveling to Havasu here in January.
Right. Here we go.
I'm going to take Kay with us just so... Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Kay. I'll say Merry Christmas to Kay and a few others. Alex, Stacy,
who?
Billy,
who? No,
Jennifer.
Merry Christmas to Tammy and Greg.
Yeah,
Grasser,
Tammy and Greg.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas from me, Mike, to you know all the Grassers, everybody in your family, JJ,
Grandma,
Gary,
and Grandpa and, Grasser.
Yep.
Merry Christmas to Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, Dutchman.
Yep. And
Merry
Christmas. We can't forget our Merry Christmas to our Pahrump fellow racing community down there.
Yes.
The Chad, the Broadheads, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Yes.
All the Smother Mins, all our past guests.
Yeah.
You know, Merry Christmas to everybody.
That's right.
We're going to run out of things, people to say Merry Christmas to.
Yeah.
Everybody at the lower pits of Crump Valley Speedway.
Well, they're multiplying down there. So Merry Christmas to all of them multipliers.
Do you guys want to take a musical break?
Yeah, we got another song on. Play another Christmas song.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from all of us.
What do we
here.
Got on there before I start singing again?
Oh, no.
No.
Can you turn that on quick?
We need to. We were told that if we don't find Christmas music, JJ is going to sing. So we're scrambling here to find as much Christmas music as we can get.
Yes. On the first day of Christmas.
Hey, no.
Wait.
Please play.
His girl, he was a boyfriend. She'd be his wife and make him her husband. A surprise on the way, and a day and a day. One healthy little giggling, trembling baby boy. The wise men came, three made their way to shower him with love while he lay in the hay. Shower him with love, 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 love was all around. Not very much of his childhood was known.
kept his mother Mary worried always out on his own. Met another Mary who for a reasonable fee, less than reputable, was known to be. His heart was full of love, 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 love was all around. When Jesus Christ was nailed to his tree, said, oh, daddy-o, I can see how it all soon will be. I came to set a little light on this darkening scene. Instead, I fear I've spilled the blood of my children all around. The blood of my children all around. The blood of my children's all around. So I'm told, so the story goes, them people in you were less than golden hearted gamblers and robbers, drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers like you and me. Insisted he soon would be, for his deviations taken into custody by the authorities less informed than he. Drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers, searching for love, 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 love. And preparations were made for a celebration day. He said, eat this bread, think of it as me. Drink this wine and dream it will be the blood of our children all around. The blood of our children all around. Blood of our children all around. Father up above, why in all this hatred do you fill me up with love? Love, 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 love was all around. Father up above, this anger, do you fill me up with love? Fill me, love, love, yeah. Love, love, yeah. Love, love. And the blood of our children all around.
Welcome back. John Wheels Now. Merry Christmas to everybody. That was Dave Matthews. And you listen to our Christmas Day special. Welcome. How you guys doing?
Gotta
JJ
love it.
Here? Yeah. JJ's about to fall asleep with all this soft music here today.
Merry, merry, merry.
Hope everybody got what they wanted.
Yeah.
For Christmas?
I did. I got the day off. Yeah, so, that's what I wanted.
I gotta go back to work tomorrow. But oh, that's man. Cool. That's cool. I'll take my residents out again. I took them out like the last show, which one this past week again. I took them out to LVMS.
Light
my
show.
My sister
out there.
Living had a light show out there. I highly recommend it for
are
everybody.
They running that through the end of the year?
January. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll get a chance to catch that still.
And same with Ethelems.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're going to the
I took my group again over there.
Cool too.
Which is really cool. It's lit up. I know I mentioned the last show, but it's really great for the kids. Kids will love it. It's pretty cool. Carload, $15, Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Right.
And charity money, Speedway Children Charities, and it's $2 off. $2 off if you bring some non-perishable foods, some canned foods out there. And it's like $13, and it goes, money goes Speedway Children Charities, which is a good deal. And Ethel M's is outdoors also.
Right.
So it was a little chilly last week.
Free samples, too.
Yeah, a little chilly. Make sure you dress. Yeah, free chocolate samples.
Yeah, because in the evening,
take
obviously,
the tour.
It's chilly.
It has a million lights. They got it lit up. Unbelievable down there. It's pretty awesome. The kids will love it. It's made. Bring the camera. Bring the video.
Wow. Does Ethel M go until January as well?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I think I'll go check that out.
You can go to EthelM.com or you can go to LVMS.com, and they'll... you can find out exactly how late.
That's actually
into January. It's open.
Not too far from your house, FLM. It's right up the hill there.
Right up the hill of Mount Vista.
Sunset hits where Mount Vista turns into Sunset and Sunset.
Yep.
And Sunset.
Right by the Fox 5 studio.
Right, exactly. Yep. Right by
Fox
5.
Right across the street. Yep.
So. Sunset Way and
Sunset Boulevard.
Mount Vista and
hope everybody's listening to their on their new laptops or iPads or
iPhones,
whatever they got for Christmas to listen to us.
Thanks,
don't
Wyatt.
Matter. Don't matter. Hope, just
thanks.
Listen.
Yeah, hopefully you're done eating your turkey or ham or whatever you're having. Christmas roast.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to work my Atari.
Yes.
The voices, he just now opened your Atari Prist.
The voices in his head has run.
Right.
I got that for one Christmas, man.
Atari. Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Space Invaders, you remember?
Oh,
that?
My God.
Space and tanks.
Yep.
The Atari.
Yeah. Yeah. And the tennis. I like the tennis.
Yeah.
You turn the little knob, then you wait for the ball to hit it, then you turn the ball, the knob
I was
the
thinking,
other way.
That was Pong.
Yeah, but ain't that on Atari?
No.
I was thinking JJ was going to talk about the football, the one that vibrates, and the men kind of move around by themselves.
I had that, too.
Yeah, the one that you move up and down, it can only go up and down and forward and back. No, the football. Come on.
I'm not thinking about digital. I'm thinking about the metal one that's flat, and you set all the men on it, and then you turn it on, it just vibrates, and then they just go
the
wherever.
Black, right. The black oval switch.
And they go wherever they go.
Up.
That's what I thought JJ was talking about.
There's a little handheld football that it can. The little guy can only go up and down, and forward and back.
Oh,
that's it. Right. And they're little red.
I don't know. No, he grew up in California. They got California. They have different toys.
Trust me, I will find one and I will bring it in and show you.
Oh, please do.
I've never heard of that. I've never seen that one.
Yeah, it's an What's Atari it? Or something.
Oh, really?
Something sports or I don't know. I'll find one, guys. I will go out and look for one.
Okay.
Not in the next day or two because that place is going to be done.
Oh, yeah. You want to wait till after New Year.
Yeah, after New Year.
Okay. No problem, BBG.
Hey.
No problem.
Yeah, if you missed last week's show, you want to go to the archives and listen. It was a great show. We got to learn a little bit more about BBG.
How about, Ed, I want to get back to that. How about Hot Wheels? I was nine years old. I was 9 years old, and my sister Jan bought me my first Hot Wheels track. That you clamp up and you the orange track.
Yeah. The one that.
That was 1969. Maybe I was 10 years old.
Wow.
That was 1969. Hot Wheels was huge. It was just hitting the market.
Well,
and
later.
I still, believe it or
later,
not, I still have it.
In like the 70s when I had them, I used to stack two kitchen chairs together.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the way down the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the kitchen.
Did you have the loop-de-loop, too?
Yes.
The loop?
Yeah.
You bent the track around? And
Yep.
And the higher you got it, we used to put it up on the table, the clamp, the red clamp, and then you slid the orange track on it, and you had all the red connectors. And so you ever have a Hot Wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not chiming in. I thought maybe you were deprived or something of Hot Wheels. Or.
I'm just listening to your guys' stories.
Yeah. At my mom's house where I grew up, it was a long hallway.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
And at one end is the restroom, and all the way down the hallway is the kitchen, And I used to set all my tracks together until I made the whole entire hallway.
Yeah.
And nobody can go down the hallway because they would always step on the tracks.
Tracks.
Oh, get away, get away. So I would always get Hot Wheels moving, man. They would move out.
Do you remember, like, which cars were always better than the others? Or
remember.
Yeah.
Well, I always had Matchbox cars instead of Hot Wheels cars.
Yours was a second rate.
He was deprived.
He had the tracks.
Hey, I had the Hot Wheel tracks, though.
They were 69 cents. You remember that?
I don't remember how much.
I was in the store last week.
He's talking when gas was 5 cents a gallon.
That's true. And you'll pump your own by hand.
But that, the Silhouette, the Fleetwood, the Twin Mill, the Barracuda. Barracuda wasn't that good. It was too springy in the rear. Had too much shock, too much spring in the rear. The Camaro and the, what was that? The Python.
The Python.
That was, yeah. And who is that custom car builder? Are they George T. Barris? He had a number of cars designed by Mattel, Hot Wheels. A lot of his customs that Barris built, one-offs only. So the Python was one of them. The Silhouette was another one.
Even to today, Kay's got, like, I don't know, probably 2,000 Hot Wheels.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I keep telling her, let's sell it, but she's like, no,
she collects
in
the packages?
Oh, yeah. She has
Mint
the packages.
Mint in box, MIBs.
Wow. Yeah, she got them all in the packages, and then she's got them all sorted by groups.
Cool.
You know, this one goes with this one. This, I'm like, just throw them in the box and let's go. No, we can't do that.
So if you want to make a significant offer, call or email Gary.
I made an offer already for him.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I still have I still have them from my sister Jan. She bought me. I still have that 1969 set, that original set that came with 10 tracks and one car. I still have that. And the wheel, the black wheel, you ever see the black wheel carrying case?
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, I have that. The buttons, the metal buttons that used to come with them.
Yep.
Also, then they went to cheap plastic. But those metal clip-on buttons, they were called red lines.
Yes.
Wow. That's what they were called. Yeah, that was a big Christmas, man.
That's cool.
Was a
you
big
still
Christmas.
Have some of that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
You got your slot cars. We learned that last week.
Yeah.
And then also,
JJ's a hoarder.
I'll admit it. I'm a toy hoarder. I am.
JJ's a toy
hoarder. That's cool.
I am.
I do got to say one thing. When you go in his garage, the whole back wall is covered with models.
Oh,
model cars.
Model cars. Mint in box.
But not one of them's put together.
Oh,
they're in the box.
I have a couple put together, but there's like 100 of them.
Did you ever enter the model contest and stuff like that?
No, that I never did.
But back
that I never did.
A long time ago, Kmart used to host like model contests. Me and my brother used to enter the little contest and all that.
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
No, I never entered. We had hobby shops, two hobby shops back in Freeport.
I was younger, we used to only go to Kmart to get their Huffy bicycles.
Oh, I remember Huffies.
I got a Huffy bicycle for I don't know how many years, every year in a row.
I had a Huffy. All my friends had like red lines and all this. I had a Huffy. I was like, oh, man, I'm deprived here.
I had a Ross. Oh. Couldn't get the Schwinn, you know?
Yeah,
hey, you remember the Schwinns?
Yeah, all my buddies had Schwinns.
The Schwinns, the lemon peeler and the orange crate.
Yeah.
With the little wheel in the front and the spring forks. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was the orange peeler, the lemon crate. There was another one, the lime something, whatever. I forgot the specific name, but Schwinn made them with the slick. Schwinn was the first one to come with the slick in the back.
Yeah.
And
believe me, it didn't take me long to tear my new bike up down out there in the field, what we used to call the field. We'd all meet out there and race our bicycles out there.
Well, we chopped them up. It's just like they did with motorcycles, you know. you would make the fender would go first.
Right.
And the chain for your pants, the chain,
right, the chain guard.
That
yeah.
crap. That had to go.
Then all your pants are all.
Then
like,
the rear fender. You didn't know better. The rear fender came off.
And then your
and
back
then you,
always
came off. Then you went. You didn't realize you went through a puddle.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, crap. That's what that fender's there for. We all learned this. The fenders came off. The chain guard came off. Then we started playing with the handlebars.
Oh, yeah.
Moving them back
the handlebars.
And forth.
And then finding other bikes and
finding the hollow forks and chopping the forks on and then adding forks to make your bike a chopper.
Yeah.
You would take, and have three sets of forks have that wheel out there, you know, chopping up our bikes. After a year, year, 6 months, we had them down as light as they could be. You know.
Boys.
Yeah.
Boys and their bicycles.
And their toys. Yeah. We got to see a little bit of that out of Gary last week's show when he got his flashlight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a mistake.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to On Wheels Now, a Christmas Day special.
Yeah, talking about Christmas toys.
Yeah.
As kids, you remember your fondest memories.
Oh, yeah.
At Christmas.
Pretty crazy. Tim, you got any Christmas? No kid stories? Fly on the wall over here.
So. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Kwanzaa, Tim.
Merry whatever it is, Tim.
Happy Christmas.
I try to say Happy Hanukkah, and told, hey, that's over.
No,
that is over.
You know what? We were
told. That was over the 16th, man.
Right.
No, we were told earlier to say Happy Christmas. So.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas
Merry
to
Kwanzaa.
Everybody.
Take another music break.
What kind of music break we got?
We got a surprise for you for all of us.
Second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Hurry, play this.
Yes.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clarence, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many of you guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Twice he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. A little bit of the boss there. Merry Christmas, everybody. Glad you
Santa
playing.
Claus is coming to town.
Cue that music.
Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I thought you were supposed to stop singing.
Yeah. I gotta love
no,
the Claus.
Santa Claus has already came to town, JJ.
He did?
Yeah, this is night.
You have man. Coal. Remember, that's what the coal is about.
That's what was in my new socks. I didn't open it up yet. Yeah, I saw a problem. Dust coming out.
No, that was in your new Speedos you got.
Black. Oh, you want to see them?
No!
Oh,
you brought it up.
You sure?
No. We don't want to see that or the coal in your Speedos.
No. This is a family show, JJ.
You're trying to keep it a family show.
Well, this was a family gift.
This is how he makes family.
Bonnie, I hope you... I'm glad you enjoy that sight because, my Lord,
listen to BBG talking over here, man.
Hey.
I gotta ask, what do you remember? What's one of your fondest memories of Christmas?
You know,
any idea, like?
Way back, I remember one of the earlier memories I have is like this little train set that I used to turn the handle on and it just go around in a circle. I was pretty small. Probably 18 years old. I don't know.
No, Mike, I hate to inform you, you're still pretty small.
Oh, okay. young.
Was it on tracks?
It was on tracks. It's
really?
A little oval.
He had a train that went by itself. No tracks at all. Just it went wherever he
pointed. It was on tracks, probably no wider than maybe 8 foot long or something like that in a circle. And you just
turn
the handle.
Did you put it around the Christmas tree?
No. Well, I think my dad may have, but I don't remember the details back that far. I just
well,
the earliest
18.
Memory I remember riding it, so but yeah.
Oh wait, you got to ride this thing? It wasn't going by itself?
No,
yeah.
You got to ride
that's
it,
what I'm
you sit
saying.
On it, and you just,
wake up, Wyatt. Ho ho ho. Crying out loud. He drove it on the tracks. Oh man.
My first oval experience, holy let's put gosh. It that way.
Oh, so your dad ruined
he
you
ruined
for
me
life,
for
huh?
life. That's right. How we got Hot Wheels ruining the rest of us.
Uh-huh. Gary, what do you remember? What stands out in your head?
Well, my wife always teases me when we start talking because we grew up together. We were, I don't know, 10, 12, you know, grew
yeah,
up together.
Yeah, Kay was lived right across the street
well,
from
about
you.
Four houses down across
four
the street,
down.
Yes. Well, yeah. She used to always, she teases me because I tease her. I don't know if anybody remembers about On TV.
I don't know.
On TV was
on
just...
On TV?
Yeah, it's called On TV.
Must be like that Pong thing, another California. No, listen.
It was called On TV, and you order movies, and you can watch movies in your house. It was before this cable stuff.
Is that funny?
Or pay-per-view. Wow.
Pay-per-view. It was a
really?
Pay-per-view, but it was called On TV.
36 years ago?
Back in the HBO days.
Yeah, before HBO.
Yeah,
it
wow.
was... You know, like you get your cable box, well,
yeah.
you can get On TV, and then you pay a certain amount
right.
a month, and then you get movies.
Right.
You can watch a movie.
This must
okay.
have been for the rich kids.
Well,
I guess so, man.
Well, see, that, hold
I mean,
on, that's what I was
okay.
I was getting
so
to.
So Kay used to tease you about this.
No.
Let Gary tell his story.
She always teases me about every year. I'm one of six kids, and we would always get bicycles for Christmas. So I always tease her about her parents had On
oh,
TV.
Oh, that's funny.
And On TV was for the richer folks that, you know, like cell phones. You remember when cell phones first came out? They,
yeah.
You had to keep them in your car. You couldn't carry them on your waist
phone.
Like you're
right.
doing a car phone.
Right.
Well, her parents had one of them in
uh-huh.
their car that... You know, it looked like that big old phone
brick.
That you hang up. And
yeah, the James Bond,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
The big old commando set.
Well, that's cool, the On TV, huh?
Yeah, it was called On TV. I'm serious. It really was. And it was like, it was just before all this cable stuff started coming out. It was called On TV.
Hmm.
And so we always used to get bicycles for Christmas, which was the Huffies at the time, you know. And all my other friends got the Schwinn's and all the nice
stuff. The Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Diamondbacks.
That was a name from the past.
Yeah, CW handlebars and all that, which is Coast Wheels handlebars and all that stuff. And I'm over here on the Huffy. Well, mine was always the first one broken.
Had to fix it. Tear it down.
Yes.
They rode it harder than anybody else.
Yeah, I used to always crack the frames from jumping.
Remember making those makeshift ramps?
I can tell you this.
Plywood and a couple 2x4s, and we were guaranteed to end up in the emergency room.
I can tell you this. For all the baseball cards I used to put in the spokes, I wished I still had them baseball cards today.
Yep.
I would go in the backyard and get a clothespin off my mom's clothesline.
Clip them on.
Clip them on. You know, I'd get 2 or 3 in the front and 2 or 3 in the back.
I used to run over cans. Aluminum cans.
Yeah, so they stick in your wheels. Yes. So they stick on the wheel.
So they clamped around
to the
rim.
And then hit the frame.
Stick up there.
Stick up there, yeah.
Oh, what we did.
Crazy stuff.
We would yell at our kids today for doing that.
Right. Don't ruin that.
Yeah.
You know, and you always had you talk the younger kids. You know, we used to have jumps ramp to ramp,
mm-hmm.
and we'd put the younger kids in the middle.
We did that when we learned how to bunny hop.
Just lay here. I'm going to jump one kid.
Bunny hop.
Just bunny hop.
I haven't heard that in years.
Is that funny?
Okay, now lay long ways. And we always had I'll do it.
Yep. They opened their legs just in time where the tire wasn't going to hit their feet.
Oh, man.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I used to do when I was younger, man. Half the time, I'm surprised I'm even here.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Beyond me, how I don't have a jail record.
I have to agree with you.
The field that you used to ride in, what is that now? Is it not a field anymore?
No, actually, it's houses. Oh. But where we used to go all the time, they just recently put a road that now connects, and it's not really a field much anymore.
Right.
But we used to have motorcycle tracks, bike tracks.
Wow.
When it would rain, it would
mud track.
We'd get a good run or a good rain.
Yeah,
we would go out there and drive cars and get the cars all sideways and stuck. Then you got to get out in a foot and a half of mud, and well, the cars wasn't so clean when we came back. But
you missed that old field, huh?
Oh yes, we do.
It's a little bit of everything.
Oh yeah. A lot of fun, man. A lot of fun when I was younger. Dangerous, but a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like JJ said, amazing how we're still all here alive today.
Drink from the water hose.
You
were thirsty. You play tag or Ringolevio or football or something. You went, timeout. Everybody would run to the side of the house and drink from the water hose.
Yeah. And it was always the one that turned on the water hose was the last one to get the drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Go turn on the hose. Crap. Yeah.
You don't want to be first. It tastes like water hose.
Yeah. Oh, well, back in the day, tasting like water hose is nothing.
Nothing.
Today, the kids are like, I'm not drinking out of the water hose.
I need a bottled water.
Bottled water.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. We're not drinking out of that damn garden hose.
Well, in the summertime, you can't drink it out of a hose. The water's freaking 70 to 80 degrees coming out.
Back when we had no responsibilities, huh?
Yes.
The good old days.
Yeah. Yes. That's it.
Hey, I can tell you this. I didn't sign up for this when I was younger.
Hey, you know, we do get to enjoy racing, so that's always something we all...
I raced bicycles when I was younger.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I didn't have the top quality stuff, but I was still there.
Yeah.
I may have been coming in last, but I was still there.
You know,
Gary had mentioned a big field, which brings back a memory. Winter time, you know, I had two sisters and a brother and my father, and we used to go sleigh riding. I forgot the park that we used to go to. I'm not sure if it was Belmont Park or. If it were out to Ronkonkoma, but we used to stack 5 high.
Oh, no way.
On the slip.
Oh, yeah.
And go to, yeah. We'd have my father, then my brother, and my sister Joan, then Jan, then myself. I was the smallest and youngest, and being on top, we used to go down these hills, huge friggin' hills.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a golf course. I can't really remember Plainview or something, but I used to be on top, stack five high, and start heading down the hill. And you get a quarter of the way down the hill, and I fall off. And then my system.
Oh, they should be by the end of the hill.
The Flexi Flyer. I wish I had that.
Yeah, that's funny.
The Flexi Flyer.
I brought that from New York when I moved 14 years ago. It still hangs on. I couldn't let it go. Another toy hoarder.
Hey,
and
wait.
It's still up there. There was a time I could use it. I knew Mount Charleston was here. I could take it out. Okay. Clean up. Those runners on that Flexi Flyer, and my father used to steer it left
and then
right, and he'd lose one kid at a time going all the way down the hill.
He knew what he was doing.
Yep. He was down at the bottom of the hill with the sleigh, and he'd count us.
Big balls of white snow.
He's at the bottom of the hill, and JJ's three quarters of the way. Hey, JJ, hurry up.
Maybe that's where I got the problem of swerving in the race car, from my father going left and right.
Right into you.
I think he hit his head one too many times on the ice.
I fell off the top too many times.
Now, you're the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
And you're the youngest?
I'm the youngest boy. I have a sister below me.
Oh, okay.
I'm
the youngest, so I was going to say, there might be a problem with this youngest or something.
Funny you say open field and anything, and that was a lot of good times with that.
Oh man, I had a blast. You go there now, and you think to yourself, man, when I was younger, I used to play out here where all these damn houses are. When the house that my mom left us, when we bought that house like 42 years ago, it was the second house from the end. And the rest was all field.
Wow.
So, there was nothing there.
There's
a friggin' 1,000 houses around you now.
Yeah. And we used to fly kites, and we would tie them to the end, where they used to have signs that say end.
Right.
It's the end of the road. Yeah. We used to tie the kites to the end sign, go to bed, come up the next day, and they'll still be flying up there.
Yeah, that's another memory.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
I grew up on the water while ice skating in the winter, the canal.
That's what it is. He drank too much water.
The canal would freeze over, and we used to go ice skating right over the dock and ice skate in our backyard. But funny you say, that's another memory. Funny you said, we fished, and my father used to build 6-foot by 3-foot wide kites and hook them up to his fishing pole.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's
hook
cool.
them up and send it up. Okay, and sit it in the boat holder, and you saw this big frigging kite out over the canal, all right, 1,000 yards of line out all the way up there. And then he'd give it to one of us to reel in. Then we'd take turns trying to reel. Yeah, he's, out of balsa wood, he built it, 6-foot by 3-foot span. And he'd send this thing, it would take, and he did it with newspaper.
That's cool.
It took him 2-3 days to build and everything, and he'd send that out, and we'd have it on a fishing pole.
That's cool.
And you could reel it in and let it out, and that was.
We used to have the box kites. I don't know if you remember what those the box kites were.
Yeah
that's
box
what we used kite. To play. So, but
that's stunt kites. Box kites. My father used to tell me about kite
competition. I just always had the ones that you put the tail on and you just go fly.
Put the wooden crossbar in.
We used to run down to Thrifties and grab us a kite.
Yeah, it was Bob's Luncheonette by me.
Yeah.
Go down there and they had a little balsa wood, wind-up airplanes.
With the rubber band?
It was simple, man.
With the rubber band?
With the rubber band, you wind it up and let it...
Yeah,
let it go.
I used to always get that rubber band or that little the
propeller.
Propeller, stuck in my little sister's head.
Well, you used to overwind it.
What do you mean trouble?
You overwind it, and that little staple, that little metal piece.
Yes.
Wait, how many times that just bent? But you want to nailed you,
and you'd want to wind it to get the knots just right, to get all the knots wound up just right, so you get the most flight out of it before it would break,
before it would land or break. Yeah.
Like the gliders were. Back the gliders were 79 cents, but you needed $2.25 to get the rubber band wind up one.
Right.
Back then, the life was so easy, man.
And they built those so those planes, the wings would break.
Of course.
So you would fly it 20 times, so you had to go and
buy another one.
Yeah, no.
See, I started with the one with just the weight in the front. Just
the
glide.
Heavy
right.
staple.
Yep, the heavy staple in the front.
Was up the glider.
Yep.
They came in a bag,
bag. You just rip it open, start sliding it in the wings and through the body.
The wings, and then you got to get it in there just right. If you slide it too fast, you break the wing, and you got to go down and buy another one.
And now you have remote control helicopters, man.
That run off your iPhone.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Talk about technology.
It's a lot simpler back then.
From balsa wood gliders and rubber band prop airplanes to remote control helicopters. Yeah. Times have come a long way.
They have.
But I think then was a hell of a lot easier than it is today. Because I was younger.
I know.
You didn't know better, man. There was no
we
fear.
Didn't when care.
We're talking, when we're talking about jumping bicycles, why did we care? We had no reality of an emergency room, you know. We scared the hex out of our mothers and our sisters, you know, that were protective. But our older brothers were encouraging us on.
Right. Getting us in trouble, exactly. Come on.
Here, go ahead. Try this. So come on. Hey, quiz Gary. Come on, Gary. You know. Here, go ahead. Try this.
I ain't doing that. You do that.
And then you end up doing it.
Yeah, I end up doing it to show them.
Of course. Of course. Get the little kid to let Mikey try it.
That's exactly. Give it to Mikey.
Let Mikey try it.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm surprised I'm even here today for some of the stuff I did when I was younger.
We got to be grateful on this Christmas Day.
Yep.
We're very fortunate.
We are, definitely.
For the past events this year. You know, what happened in Connecticut 2 weeks ago. It's just, we got to count our blessings and want to thank everybody out there. Count your blessings. Be grateful.
And we know if we want to have fun, we'll go to JJ's house.
Yeah.
Play with all his toys.
Yeah.
There's something that you always got to remember. There's somebody worse off than you, no matter what your problem is. So look in the mirror, put a smile on your face, and be grateful that you have what you have.
I want to say Merry Christmas.
Yep.
You know, from
Merry
all
Christmas.
Of us here.
I want to say Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Likewise.
Me to all your families, and appreciate everything you guys do, and look forward to many more race days and time off race days with you guys.
Hey, more laps on the track than in the pits.
That's right.
That's what we wish all our listeners. Yeah. A lot more laps on the track.
Again, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Merry Christmas to everybody that's helped us race this year.
And thanks for tuning in to us and listening to our crazy stories all the time every Tuesday. And we're hoping to keep bringing you more and have some better stories for you coming up next year, too.
Yep.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for tuning in on our Christmas Day special.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Views and opinions expressed on this program were those of the hosts and guests.